This schmooze is in honor of my good friend Brian Frankel, who told me I should give a schmooze. So, well, I have one. I wasn't sure if I should give one this week. I wasn't planning to give one next week. That was too long. So, I'll say over an idea that's in my head, something I've been thinking about. The beauty of Yom Kippur is it's not just Yom Kippur. It's everything that happens already starting from Elul. But on just a simple level of Yom Kippur, it's Yom Kippur is an important time also. And about 10 minutes before I was leaving to shul, I get a phone call. I get a phone call from a dear Talmud of mine, Gavriel. And I wasn't sure. I'll be honest. I wasn't sure what to do. I wasn't sure that I'd pick up the call. I didn't know what it could. I mean, it could be an important thing. But, you know, getting ready for Yom Kippur, trying to do things around the house, the kids and everything. Decided to pick up the phone. And Gavriel told me, "Mark, I'm making a siyum now. A siyum on Maseches Makos." And the siyum was so special to me. Like, it's so special to me when anytime any of you make a siyum, it means a world to me. And fortunately, the situation is hard. And the seger, it's hard for me to come to them, but it means everything to me. And being at them and you guys learning Torah, there's nothing that gives me more nachas than that. But this one was more special. And the reason it was more special was this was a mesechta he had done, he had tried, and he just couldn't do it. He's like, "I can't do it, I can't learn. He stopped. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw a huge, huge lifeline that he allowed him to learn a different mesechta, which he'd spent 6 months on. And he finished. And then he went back to Makos. And it was hard, and he pushed through. But he did it. And it was so special to me to be a part of that. I think I was the only one there. I don't even know if his parents were there. I think he just told me a little shtickle, read the end of the Gemara, did the Hadron. And it was so, so special. And I was on such a high heading into Yom Kippur. It was such a high. Couldn't have thought of a better way to have gone into Yom Kippur. Couldn't have thought of a better way leading into the holiest of days. And you go through Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur is beautiful. I happen to... been also a humongous bracha. The chazan we had for Kol Nidre and Marv, unbelievable. One of the best voices I've ever heard in my life. It was a treat beyond treats. It was mamish incredible. And then through the whole day, a beautiful, beautiful, strong davening. And at the end of Ne'ilah, you're giving it all in Ne'ilah. And I saw a lot of former Talmidim also reached out to thank me for words I said this year and for words I had said last year. I didn't remember thanking them that it really helped them for Ne'ilah. It means so much to me to know, you know, as I've said many times, that, you know, when these kinds of jobs, you know, I'm not even directly in chinuch. I fundraise for the yeshiva, but having the hashpa and the guys, you know, there's nothing more important than that. If I'm not doing that, why am I not in finance? Let me make a parnaso. You know, why have financial concerns? If not for that, it meant everything to me. And you're going through Ne'ilah, giving it your all. There's no reason to have anything left after. There's no point of having anything left after. And you're so into it. You're literally so into it. You're at a level that you never can reach. There's a reason why we only have 3 Shemoneh Esrei a day. 5 wouldn't be shayich. I don't know how the Arabs do it. We wouldn't be able to do 5. Crazy. But in Yom Kippur, we have 5 tefillahs. Somehow, we're pushing through. Somehow, who knows how, we're pushing through. And then slichas, you're yelling slichas. You're doing everything with all your koach for Ne'ilah. You're into everything. You get the Birkas Kohanim. It's the most special Birkas Kohanim of the whole year. Such a special Birkas Kohanim. And then you finish it in a very, very strong Avinu Malkeinu. And I don't know, we didn't do every sentence so well. Some places do every sentence. Some just a 9. But it is, the place is rocking. The place is shaking. And, you know, probably people had this more this year because of the outdoor places. You're hearing a ton of minyana. You're just hearing, yelling Avinu Malkeinu from everywhere you're going. It's all you're doing is hearing Avinu Malkeinu. Thinking, how happy HaKadosh Baruch Hu must be hearing his children yell Avinu Malkeinu. Giving it your all. You're giving it your all. Daven, crying, chasamnu, chasamnu, chasamnu. We're trying to put the final
The final piece, the final piece, a few minutes left. Chopping everything we can. Chopping everything we can. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokein, Hashem Echad. Baruch Shem, Gevor, Vachuzo, Yom, but three times. And then Hashem Elokein, who's not jumping at that point? Who's not hoping, who's not having their head at the ceiling, coming right back down, jump right back up. You know, in a place you've never been at, even if you do it every year. You've never been there. You're such a high. Such a high. The shofar. The shofar. The end of Kaddish. The dancing. I happen to like it more this year. The dancing with yourself. It wasn't awkward. It's dancing in a circle. You're all by yourself. You're jumping. You're dancing with yourself. You're literally, you're not dancing yourself. You're dancing with Kaddish Baruch Hu. He's right there. He's right there with you. It's incredible. It's incredible. And as every minion will go, and probably rightfully so, as you have people who are having a hard time with the fast, it has to end. There are some people who go on for days. Go on for days. They don't need food. They don't need Daven Ma'ariv yet. They could go on for days. But yeah, the Gabbai comes and says, hey, I think it's time to end it. The Olam, you know. They need it to end. They need it to end. And then we head into Ma'ariv. A mere 5 minutes maybe after dancing, after singing the Shana Haba, after singing Hashem, after yelling Hashem, Hu Ha Elokim, with everything you have, you say Hu Rachum, and then a minute later, you say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Elyon, but quietly, and then maybe 5 minutes later, you say Slach Lanu, and in a way, it's depressing. I don't know about you guys, it's depressing for me. It's a depressing feeling. I don't get it. I just gave everything I had. I wasn't forgiven. I couldn't have given you more, Hashem. And it was sincere. You know, you could show me final 2 minutes, Niners and Chiefs, Falcons, Patriots. You know, from years ago, the Texas Rangers, St. Louis Cardinal World Series Game 6. Or game 7, whatever it was, I don't know so well. The LeBron block. All these things. You know, Breaking Bad series finale. 24 finale. Pick it. Pick it. YouTube, the song. Pick the gosh me if that is you. You could show me that. I'd be like, no, thank you. Neela, no, thank you. Go away. I don't need you. I don't want you. I don't want you. What could I have done differently? Hashem, what did you want? Hu Rachum? For what? I can't yell Baruch Shem Kavod? Slach Lanu? You ask for forgiveness? What's going on? Why do we have to do that? I saw an answer. Just an answer. I saw an answer that perhaps will shed some light on this. Yom Kippur is our opening into the tshuva process. It shows us what we need to do tshuva for. And it shows us after we have so much tshuva still to do. And yes, we hope that Ne'ila closed the deal. We hope Yom Kippur closed the deal and we're clean. But it's just the beginning process of what is to come during the course of the year. And that there's a lot of work to do. There's a lot of work to do. There's a lot that I need to do tshuva for. It's not one little thing. It's not two little things. And I hope Yom Kippur cleanly free. But to realize that there's so much tshuva I need to do. And this is our gate. This is our gate to being makabel, the idea that I need to do tshuva. That there are things I need to do tshuva for. Yom Kippur allows us to understand that we have so much tshuva to do, and we're a new person, and now we can do it. And without Yom Kippur, that would never ever have been possible. So we enter Ma'ariv last night, maybe dejected that we had to do that, but really, perhaps we should use it as a source of inspiration that we have it in us. We have it in us to do tshuva. We have it in us
you know, to acquire forgiveness and not to wait till Yom Kippur to understand that there are certain things that we do. You're going through some of those al-chaits. They're bad. And you could in theory, you know, erase everything and have a clean slate. And we hope that we had that. But you can't, there's so much more to do. There's so much that it's going to happen again. And hopefully it won't, but it's going to happen. It may very well happen again that we will come to possibly stumble and possibly sin. But we had a Yom Kippur to know it's in us. It's in us to get forgiveness. And there's so much we possibly can do to get to reach high heights and to reach the highest of heights. And I'll just conclude on one idea that really sticks with me. You know, you go through the al-chaits and it's scary. It's sad. It's scary. They're hard. And there's one that's been, obviously every al-chait is bad. If we do that sin, it's bad. And the Bein Adam Chaveros in ways are much worse than the Bein Adam Makoms. But there's one that really, you know, it's a wrencher. And that's al-chait shechatanu fenecha b'rutsias reglayim l'hara. It's bad enough when we sin. And we'll all stumble, unfortunately. And we will sin. And, you know, it'd be something if we could just keep Yom Kippur with us. Who would come to sin if we were living Ne'ilah? Who would come to sin? But we will sin. But when you're going to sin, it should never be a thing of excitement. Every time we sin, we should be upset. We should never be running to a chait. If a chait happens, okay, you know, what are you going to do? But it shouldn't be, oh, he did this amazing piece of Lashon Hara. Let me run back to the dorm room to tell the guys the Lashon Hara that I heard. No, it should never be that. That's never the perspective that we want to have. And we know after Yom Kippur, we have the potential to really clean our slate, to really clean house, and to really be the best that we can. And Be'ezus Hashem, as sad as it was, definitely for me, and I hope for all of you, that we had to say Slach Lanu last night, Shmona Esrei, and then again in Shacharis today, and Mincha, and David Meir already. It's hard. It's sad. To know we have the potential. We have the potential to acquire tshuva and to understand that we need to be doing tshuva. We need to. A lot of the things of Yom Kippur, that opens your eyes to tshuva, and there's this element that you think of in Yom Kippur, wow, I was really mean to that person. I didn't even talk to that person. I have to reach out to that person. I have to try to make amends. I have to try to make, you know, instead of ever making someone feel bad, let's try to make everyone feel good. You know, that's the easiest way to not sin. Instead of making people feel bad, you always make them feel good. You're always running to do chesed. You're always running from one mitzvah to the next and never looking at them as an inconvenience or as an annoyance, but rather as a process of me bettering and besting myself. Besting is probably not a word. Myself as an individual. To make myself the best person I can be. Please God, this will be a year of simcha and a year of bracha for each of us, and a year that we're going to really grow and really reach the highest of levels. And, you know, maybe for me it was good to get the shmooze. I don't want yesterday to leave me. I want that staying in me. I want that to stay in my kishkas and not to go anywhere. It was such a special and such a holy and a kadosh day. I don't want to go anywhere. I want it staying with me. It's a shem. It's a chevra. We'll grow and reach incredible heights. Gemara Tov.